Ryan Hudson would describe himself as a bit of a hermit.
I don't like to deal with people. I hide out.
Hudson lives in the small town of Daniel, Wyoming, population 150. For the last 14 years, he's worked as a fly fishing guide. But a recent cover photo on the January edition of American Angler caused Hudson to step out of his quiet world and write an op-ed.
I just thought, boy, this is gonna create a lot of nonsense in my life.
He was right. His op-ed criticizing the photo of a well-known angler and brand ambassador went viral. In the picture, the angler is showing off the roughly 2-foot-long brown trout he just caught.
The cover clearly depicted the bones coming out of that fish's tail. And
any skilled angler will tell you that means it's spawning. Fish are particularly vulnerable at this stage of their life cycle and easier to catch. Hudson says it's not unusual to see inexperienced anglers targeting them. It's not illegal. But for experienced anglers, it's a shady practice.
Why do we want to interrupt them when they are putting eggs in the ground that have a small chance of survival to begin with? That's why they lay hundreds, if not thousands, of eggs.
In his op-ed, Hudson said he's concerned by the lengths so-called brand ambassadors will go to get the perfect picture.
But social media, you know, it's your own personal bragging board. We all have the right to post a picture of something really cool we were just involved in.
But not, he says, if you have to do something unethical, like catch a spawning fish to get the shot. The angler at the center of this debate is Patrick Duke, a brand ambassador from Colorado. He declined our request for an interview, but in a public Facebook post, he apologized and said, quote, "I hope that those who know me as a person of high class and moral character will not formulate a new negative opinion about me or the brands that I am affiliated with."
Anytime you use a real person associated with a brand, they're a real person.
That's Elizabeth Mitten, a marketing professor at the University of Wyoming.
And they'll post information about, sometimes it's the brands that they're using, it's the activities that they're pursuing, it's the best spots that they're going to, it's their latest adventure. And a lot of times it will inspire the followers to try to do the same thing.
Brand ambassadors have made their way into almost every market, telling people how to dress, what to eat, and where to stay on vacation. Mitten says they're really effective for brands, especially smaller ones, because their followers are usually the exact consumers the company wants to reach. Mitten also says people are more likely to trust them.
They're perceived as unbiased, more trusted than a lot of other sources of advertising. And so that a smaller brand can get their name out there more easily and potentially increase sales that way.
Probably the most visible brand ambassadors in the angling world, though, are with Orvis, one of the oldest and largest fly fishing companies in the world. Company spokesperson Steve Hemkins says the company depends on brand ambassadors to help encourage newcomers to the sport.
It's not something that you just are going to wake up one day and say, I want to fly fish.
From gear to difficult techniques, it's a steep learning curve, and Hemkins says brand ambassadors are relatable and credible figures who can help newbies with those hurdles.
People look at what the signals that we send as an industry leader, and then they kind of use that to as guardrails for their own behavior.
Hemkins says Orvis does not support targeting spawning fish as part of that behavior, but he doesn't think brand ambassadors are to blame for an apparent uptick in unethical practices like this.
Everyone has a DSLR camera and their iPhone in their pocket. Many people carry really great cameras, and so there's tons of content flying around in every direction.
At the same time, he does say it will be up to the companies, the brands, to fix the problem.
We're not doing our industry, our shareholders, the fisheries any favors.
By putting untrained anglers on a crowded river, he says, an interest in fly fishing is on the increase. With more men and women wading out into moving rivers, ethical and sustainable fishing practices may become more of a moving target. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.